U.S. intelligence agencies have produced their annual assessment of security threats, and there's good news and bad news. On the one hand, the Al-Qaeda terrorist network is said to have suffered a setback. On the other, the global economic crisis has produced new security threats. The situation in Afghanistan is worsening, and prospects for peace in the Middle East are rapidly receding. NPR's Tom Gilton reports.
The official threat assessment this year was delivered by Dennis Blair, President Obama's new Director of National Intelligence. Though he's been DNI for just 2 weeks, Blair faced the Senate Intelligence Committee alone. That shows the Obama administration sees him as the head of the entire U.S. intelligence community. In the past, directors of the CIA and the FBI joined in the presentation of the threat report. The headline was the first sentence. The primary near-term security concern of the United States is the global economic crisis. Blair said rising unemployment and reduced welfare spending are leading to political instability in many countries, with a growing danger of civil unrest and violence potentially directed against the United States.
In recent years, it seems that we've had more security problems from states that have been in trouble than we have from strong states that have been an adversary to us in the traditional way, it seems.
In Africa and other conflict-prone areas, Blair noted, economic growth rates have dropped off dramatically.
When those growth rates go down, my gut tells me that there are going to be problems coming out of that, and we are looking for that.
The flow of refugees could increase, potentially presenting problems for U.S. homeland security. The economic crisis could also hurt U.S. standing in the world, Blair warned, with more countries ready to challenge U.S. leadership. The ranking Republican on the committee, Kit Bond of Missouri, seemed a bit startled by Blair's emphasis on economic issues. Blair quickly said it wasn't like he was going to be, quote, turning satellites to look at GDP accounts, unquote. Some people are concerned about that, Bond said. As for al-Qaeda, it's now been relegated to second place on the threat list, in part, Blair said, because of attacks against the network in the Afghanistan-Pakistan border region.
Senior al-Qaeda leadership is considerably less powerful, able to communicate with its forces, able to plan and conduct attacks than it was a year ago, 2 years ago.
The attacks in Pakistan, Blair said, have been as damaging to the group as any since the fall of the Taliban in late 2001. On the other hand, the Taliban is gaining strength in Afghanistan. The government of President Hamid Karzai, Blair warned, is losing legitimacy. In the Middle East, Blair was hard-pressed to find a single bright spot, especially given Israel's attacks on Gaza and Iran's pursuit of a deliverable nuclear weapon.
With Hamas controlling Gaza, Hezbollah growing stronger in Lebanon, progress on a Palestinian-Israeli accord is going to be more difficult. With Iran developing a nuclear weapon capability, and with Israel determined not to allow it, there's potential for an Iran-Israeli confrontation or crisis. Moderate Arab states fear a nuclear-armed Iran, but without progress on the Palestine settlement, they're harder put to defend their ties to the United States.
Russia gets a lot of attention in the new threat assessment. It is said to be challenging U.S. interests. So is China, although in different ways. As commander of U.S. forces in the Pacific, Blair had substantial dealings with China, and he was careful to point out that relations between Taiwan and China have improved in recent months. Democrat Ron Wyden of Oregon yesterday pressed Blair on the threat of a cyber terrorist attack on U.S. computer networks, but on this point, Blair was almost reassuring.
When I think of the things that terrorist groups can do to us, Senator Wyden, the cyber capability is not the one in which I feel they have the greatest skills for the greatest destruction. I think that they have other terrible things they can do to us that they are working on harder, they're better able to do, and they seem to be more motivated to do. So it's possible, but I don't think the combination of terror and cyber is the nexus that we are most worried about.
Blair had some advice for the Obama administration regarding Latin America policy. U.S. influence with Latin countries, he warned, could, in his words, erode unless the United States opens its markets to them permanently. During the campaign, Mr. Obama actually criticized trade agreements with Mexico and Colombia. But as president, he has said he wants his intelligence experts to tell him what he needs to hear, not what he wants to hear.